Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Normally at this time, it is 29 minutes to 5. We're normally asking Fiona all about Melbourne.
Yes, and so she's selfishly ditched us and travelled interstate to where there's sun and beaches.
Now, rude.
It is very rude, isn't
so
it?
Rude.
Very inconsiderate.
Mm.
So I thought I'd step in.
Oh, thank goodness for you.
Let's have a go of Simon's Melbourne.
Okay.
Funnily enough, it involves food.
Does it?
Like most other things in my life.
Who would have thought?
I know. But being this time of year, so we're looking at September, October.
Yes.
Oktoberfest is out. So you're going to be looking at all the European beer, spelled B-I-E-R, gardens. Getting into the Oktoberfest spirit. So it's sort of between this weekend and the start of October.
Yes.
So there is a German establishment.
There is, yes.
Up the top end of Bourke Street. And what they're doing is on the weekends, they're holding things like beer stein carrying competitions.
Yeah.
And they're doing a lot of challenges, sauerkraut eating competitions.
Oh yeah.
How you'd fare. Look, if you downed a couple of kilos of sauerkraut, I can pretty much guarantee you Monday off work.
If I did have a whole lot of sauerkraut, I think I'd be off work for more than just one day.
Right. Yeah.
I have a funny feeling, and I could probably power like a hot air balloon the next day as well.
Yeah, I think so.
It'd
look,
be nice.
And I had a German upbringing.
Oh,
you had a European
did.
Upbringing
yes, yes,
as well.
Yes. Yeah.
What about From your side, was sauerkraut?
Is it more German?
Or?
It's a bit more German.
Right.
It's a bit more up. Oh, we're not sort of sauerkrauty. Well, we do actually. I do look. Sauerkraut's nice, but not the way that the Germans have sauerkraut.
Ah, okay. You know, we should have a sauerkraut off.
No, I think no. I don't think we should do pickled cabbage. Mm. No.
Anyway, back to Oktoberfest.
Not good radio. It's not good radio.
No, it's not, is it?
Too many sound effects that you don't want to have.
You don't want that. True. So get into the spirit of Oktoberfest. There'll be a lot of places that'll be getting behind it. And the place that I was talking about up the top end of Bourke Street is actually having, with all of their challenges, if you win, you get your name put into a bowl.
Oh.
And at the end, they actually draw out a winner and you get return flights to Munich to be a part of Oktoberfest. So, and I'm sure there's other establishments around Melbourne doing the same.
I love a bit of German. It's good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Now, Simon, at this time normally we always have a bit of a whinge from Fiona about something that's going on that she doesn't quite like.
I know, and I really look forward to Fiona's whinge because they're all very valid, aren't they?
Very valid. They're very good.
Yeah,
they're very
good
whinges. But instead, you have decided to take the mantle of whinger today.
Yes, I will.
What is getting your goat?
What's getting my goat is when you go out for, it is a first world problem, but when you go out to dinner, one thing that I really dislike in the smaller establishments of Melbourne, restaurant-wise, is if you go out for, say, dinner for two, and you're practically sitting on somebody else's table, the tables are so close together, because they try and get so many tables into a restaurant.
Yes.
And you try and sit down and have, you know, a nice, discreet dinner with someone special, and look what happens. All of a sudden, you're joining a communal table.
Is that how you feel?
It is exactly how I feel. And I don't understand. The other thing I don't understand is how you go into a restaurant and there's a heap of empty tables, but you have to sit right beside somebody else. I don't know. There's a bit of personal space.
Well,
you know how much of a fan of personal space I am.
It's the new thing, though.
A 3 meter radius.
I'm surprised I'm here, actually. Oh, should we go from Studio 3? It's the new thing, the whole communal thing. It's the new way to do things, though.
I'm not a fan of drinking someone else's latte, really.
Oh, well, apparently you have to be. Mm. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. Although, like, depending on who it is, like, if I'm with a friend, just have a friend, I don't mind, right?
Mm.
If I was going on a date or something like, you know, with something a bit more like, you know, I need a bit more of an intimate type thing.
Environment.
I don't want an intimate as in with randoms. I'd rather intimate with the person I'm with, right? So that's where a table on my own would be good.
Mm.
or, you know, but at least if I go by myself because I'm feeling lonely.
That's different. They should have a single person's table.
See,
then and that's the communal table. One table where all the single people sit together.
Yeah, but then
all the single people.
Yeah, but then that's like the kids' table at weddings. You're like, you know, and you don't feel right about that. Like, it's not quite right if you're that person there.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose if there is only one table, everybody on the other tables would be looking at you.
Exactly. Yeah, judging.
Yeah.
No one likes a judge.
We don't judge, do we?
Not much.
No.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.